At last it came to the ears, as I said, of Diabolus, which caused him enormous discontentment, for you must think it would perplex him to hear of such a plan against him. Well, but after a few considerations in his mind, he concluded upon these four things. First, that this news, these good tidings, if possible, should be kept from the ears of the town of Mansoul. For, said he, if they should once come to the knowledge that Shaddai, their former king, and Emmanuel, his son, are planning good for the town of Mansoul, I can surely expect that Mansoul will revolt from under my hand and government, and then return to him again. Now, to accomplish his plan, he renews his flattery with my Lord Will-be-will, and also gives him strict instructions and command to keep watch day and night at all the gates of the town, especially Ear Gate and Eye Gate. For I hear of a plan, he said, a plot to make us all traitors, and that Mansoul must be reduced to its first bondage again. I hope it's only gossip. However, let no such news by any means be allowed to enter Mansoul, for fear that the people be dismayed by it. I think, my lord, the giant continued, this comes as unwelcome news to you just as it does to me. I think that, at this time, our wisest course and care would be to snip the head off all such rumors which might tend to trouble our people. For this reason, I desire, my lord, that you do as I say in this matter. Assign daily strong guards to every gate of the town. Also, stop and examine anyone you think comes here from afar off to trade. Do not permit them to enter Mansoul by any means unless you plainly perceive that they are supporters of our excellent government. Moreover, said Diabolus, I command that spies walk continually up and down the town of Mansoul, and let them have power to suppress and destroy any they perceive to be plotting against us, or who babble about what Shaddai and Emmanuel intend to do. This, therefore, was accordingly done. My Lord Will-be-will hearkened to his Lord and Master, went willingly after the commandment, and, with all the diligence he could, kept any who sought to bring tidings to Mansoul from going out abroad or from coming into the town. Secondly, this done, Diabolus, seeking to make Mansoul as secure as he could, frames and imposes a new oath and horrible covenant upon the townsfolk, to wit, that they should never desert him nor his government, neither betray him, nor seek to alter his laws, but that they should own, confess, stand by, and acknowledge him as their rightful king, in defiance to any who would lay claim to the town of Mansoul, regardless of their law, title, or any false dealings. Diabolus's thinking was that Shaddai had no power to pardon them from this covenant, since they've made a covenant with death and an agreement with hell. The silly Mansoul didn't stop or hesitate at all at this most monstrous obligation. Like a small fish in a whale's mouth, they swallowed the devil's new oath without any chewing. Were they troubled at all? No way. They actually bragged and boasted of their brave faithfulness to the tyrant, their pretended king, swearing that they would never be changelings, nor forsake their old lord for a new one. Thus Diabolus tied up poor Mansoul securely. But jealousy, that never thinks itself strong enough, caused him to take the next step in another exploit in order to, if possible, further defile this town of Mansoul. So thirdly, Diabolus therefore caused an odious, nasty, lascivious piece of beastliness to be drawn up in writing by the hand of one Mr. Filth, and set it upon the castle gates. In this writing he granted and gave license to all his true and trusty sons in Mansoul to do whatsoever their lustful appetites prompted them to do, and that no man was to hinder, restrain, or control them upon pain of incurring the displeasure of their prince. Now he did this for these reasons. First, number one, that the town of Mansoul might be made weaker and weaker, and so more unable to believe hope or consent to truth should tidings come of the plan of their redemption. The bigger the sinner, as Diabolus reasoned, the less hope they would have for mercy. Number two, the second reason was, if perhaps Emmanuel, the son of Shaddai, their king, by seeing the horrible and profane deeds of the town of Mansoul, might regret his covenant of redeeming them and repent of pursuing their redemption. For Diabolus knew that Shaddai was holy and that his son Emmanuel was holy. Yes, he knew it by woeful experience, for Diabolus was cast from the highest orbs because of his iniquity and sin. For this reason, he concluded that the more Mansoul sinned, they might suffer the same fate as he himself. But fearing that this knot might break, he thought of another reason to employ this third defense, to wit, to be continued.